WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
We're going to remember the lyricist Fred Ebb. He died Saturday at the age of 76.
What good is sitting alone in your room? Come hear the music play. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Put down the knitting, the book and the broom. It's time for a holiday. Life is a cabaret, old chum. Come to the cabaret. Come taste the wine, come hear the band. Come blow your horn, start celebrating. Right this way, your table's waiting. What good's permitting some prophet of doom to wipe every smile away? Life is a cabaret, old chum, so come to the
That's Liza Minnelli from the film adaptation of Cabaret, one of the great shows with songs by lyricist Fred Ebb and his longtime collaborator John Kander. Cabaret and their show Chicago have been revived several times on Broadway. They've each had successful film versions. Kander and Ebb wrote the songs for 9 other Broadway musicals, including Flora the Red Menace and Kiss of the Spider Woman. They also wrote the songs for the Martin Scorsese movie New York, New York. Frank Sinatra had a big hit with the title song. Liza Minnelli sang it in the movie. Here she is singing another Kander and Ebb song from the film.
Sometimes you're happy and sometimes you're sad, but the world goes wrong. And sometimes you every nickel you've had, but the world goes round. Sometimes your dreams get broken in pieces, but that doesn't alter a thing. Take it from me, there's still gonna be a summer, a winter, a fall, and a spring. And sometimes a friend starts treating you bad, but the world goes round. And sometimes your heart breaks with a deafening sound. And the world goes round.
Liza Minnelli from the film New York, New York. When I spoke to John Kander in 1991, he told me how he and Fred Ebb collaborated.
Fred lives about 4 blocks from my house, and he likes to stay home to work. I like to go out to work. And at 10 o'clock or so in the morning, I'll go over to his house, and we will sit around the kitchen table and have some coffee and gossip a little and then go to work. And if we're working on a moment in a show, for instance, we'll be talking about the characters and the situation that we're about to musicalize. And Fred may have an idea or a phrase, and from that phrase maybe we'll develop a rhythm. It's very hard to describe it after that except to say that we improvise together. At the same time, in the same room. It's a kind of unique way of working for us. Most people do not work that way. Either somebody hands somebody a melody or somebody hands somebody a lyric. That never happens to us, or almost never. And for the 26 or so years that we've been together, That's always been the way we worked, and it's always fun. I don't know how to say that without sounding goony, but it's true. Whatever else is going on in our lives, sitting together in a room and writing a song is always a good time, even when our work is bad.
Let me pick up on what you just said, even if the work is bad. Now, when do you decide that you don't like a song if you're going to tear it up? Do you know that right away, or is it like 3 days later that you realize, God, that was a bad song?
Sometimes you know it right away. Usually it takes about 24 hours. And then I'll come back the next day, we'll look at it, and we'll both stick our fingers down our throats and tear it up and go to work again. But that's never a terrible moment. I think it's very important, at least it always has been important for us, to stay very loose, which allows you to write badly as well as to write well. But we write a lot, and we tear up a lot.
In some ways, I think you're best known for your anthem, songs like New York, New York, or even, In the World Goes Round, I think of as being a real anthem-like song. When you sit down to compose something that you know is going to be big and anthem-like, are you thinking about anything different than when you're sitting down to compose a ballad?
No, I think, at least speaking for myself, we just try to fill the moment. Each moment that you write for in the theater has its requirements, and you try to fulfill those requirements as honestly as you can, keeping the diction of the characters in mind and their real emotions. New York, New York is an example, though, of tearing up things and starting again. We wrote some songs for the movie New York, New York, and one of our assignments was to write a title song, and we brought it in and played it for Liza and Scorsese, and they liked it just fine. And Robert De Niro was there, who was starring in the movie, and I could see him over in the corner with Scorsese gesturing quite vehemently. And Scorsese came back and almost apologetically said that De Niro felt that the song was not a heavyweight enough song, and would we take another shot at it? Well, we were both highly insulted, of course, but we said yes, and we were being very stuffy about it. Anyway, we went home and wrote the second version of New York, New York, which is the song that became very popular. The point of that story is that if it were not for Robert De Niro, we would never have had a hit song called New York, New York.
Start spreading the news, I'm leaving today. I wanna be a part of it. New York, New York, these vagabond shoes are longing to stray and step around the heart of it. New York, New York, I wanna wake up in the city that doesn't sleep, to find I'm a king of the hill, ha, top of the heap. My little town melting away, I'll make a brand new start of it in all New York. If I can make it there, I'd make it anywhere. It's up to you, New York, New York.
Tricks to writing a big song like that, like key changes or movements up the octave or anything that you feel like you draw on when you're writing a big, triumphant kind of song?
I have absolutely no awareness of them. I'm sure there are, I'm sure there are plenty of cliches that I create for myself, but I don't know what they are. There are people who have said that there's a kind of Cantor and Ebb style to a song, or they can recognize a Candor Nev song. Well, I couldn't. I have no idea what we do. I just know that at the end of writing a piece, I'm happy if I like it.
Now, let's get back to New York, New York. That song was written for the movie of the same name.
Right.
And, it, you know, it's a great song, but nothing much happened to it after the movie until Sinatra recorded it. How did he pick up on the song?
Damned if I know. Liza made this wonderful record of it, and I thought she sang it brilliantly in the movie and on the record. It didn't go anywhere. The song was not nominated for an Academy Award or anything like that. And that was the year that we were not nominated, and the entire score of Saturday Night Fever was also not nominated. But that's another story. Anyway, a few years later, and I don't know how he got the song, Sinatra got it, liked it, and recorded it, and performed it a lot. And I cannot tell you why his made it and Liza's didn't. That's one of those chemical things that is beyond me. At any rate, they both have done us proud, and we're very grateful for what happened to that song.
Now, you met your partner almost on a blind date, so to speak. You know?
Sounds like it, yes.
Yeah, because you were basically set up by the music publisher, Tommy Volando, who had been publishing both of you independently, and what, he suggested that you get together? Do I have the story right?
He literally said, I think you two guys should meet each other. I think you'd like each other. And so since we always followed his advice separately at the time, we did meet each other, we did like each other, and we started writing almost immediately. I don't know, we were just pregnant with song all the time, it seemed to me. And from then on, we've been one of those marriages in which you're pretty faithful to each other. Fred has done some material with someone else, and I do an occasional movie score, as I am at the moment. But when it comes down to the hardcore of what we've written, we write together.
John Kander, recorded in 1991. His longtime songwriting partner, Fred Ebb, died on Saturday.